So that means that we now have 11 people present, which is what's required for quorum, and we can go ahead and convene today's meeting at 5:52 Pacific time. Next on the agenda would be to adopt the agenda. I'll read it for the sake of the record. first is call to order and roll call, and a request for timekeepers if that's needed. Then adopt agenda, and then adopt the remaining minutes of the last several months, actually, as has been provided. They should be at the top of your inbox. Most have been sent out before. Then report from the bylaws subcommittee, then announce the next regular meeting, and we will adjourn by 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm going to ask everyone who doesn't have the floor, please to mute your line, because we're getting a lot of background noise and it makes it difficult for those of us present to hear. So I will move that we adopt the agenda.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Chair. I just realized that's me. I'm in a store. I'm muting.
Thank you. Is there any discussion of the agenda? Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as is? In that case, we'll consider the agenda adopted. I'll mentioned on the agenda adopting a time or requesting a timekeeper. We don't have that many people present tonight or that much business to transact. So I think I'll, if the committee's agreeable, I'll wait. I'll hold off on that until and unless it becomes apparent that we actually need a timekeeper. And next up would be to adopt the minutes of several months past. Because we've had trouble making quorum, we have a backlog of minutes. If you'll check your inboxes, you should have minutes for July, September, October, November, December, and earlier this month in January. All of those but July have been sent, some of them several times before, waiting to be considered by this committee. The July I sent earlier today. So you should have all of them, and I guess I'd like to take them maybe in reverse order because that's what's at the top. So let's look at the January. I move that we adopt the January 3, 2024 minutes, draft minutes. Is there any discussion of those minutes? Is there any objection to adopting those minutes? In that case, the January 3 minutes are adopted. Working my way down the list. One moment. I move then that we adopt the minutes of the December 27th meeting, December 27, 2023. Is there any discussion of those minutes?
So moved.
Is there any opposition or objection to adopting those minutes? In that case, we'll consider those minutes also adopted. Moving on to the November minutes, November 22nd, 2023. Is there any discussion of those minutes?
Move adopt.
Is there any objection to adopting those minutes? In that case, we'll consider those also adopted. Filing right through this list. This is good. Getting a lot done. Then next would be the minutes of October 25th, 2023. I'll move that we adopt the minutes of October. What's the date? October 25th, 2023. Is there any objection or discussion of those minutes? Is there any objection to adopting those minutes? Thank you. Those minutes will also be considered adopted. And we're looking at September 27, 2023. I move that we adopt the minutes. The draft minutes from September 27, 2023. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Yes.
Was that an objection? I guess not. So we'll, hearing no objection, we'll consider the September 27th 2023 minutes also adopted. Next up are the July 26, 2023 minutes. I move adoption. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to adopting the minutes of July 26, 2023? In that case, we'll consider those also adopted. That takes care of half the year, and I believe, or backlog. I'll make sure that the minutes of this meeting go out yet tonight. Next on the agenda would be to hear from our bylaws subcommittee. As a member of that subcommittee, we did meet back here last month, I believe. I don't have the date in front of me. We haven't accomplished nearly what I had hoped because of all the other demands on the PNB and this committee. Through the last year, I regret that we haven't gotten to make more progress on reviewing those bylaws, our current bylaws for compliance with current California law. Is there anyone else from the committee who wants to comment on that committee's work? I know I intend to continue to work on that, whether it's as a member of Pacifica Bylaw or Pacifica Governance or otherwise. And I've heard from others on that subcommittee and another couple people who are interested that we recognize the necessity for that work. And we'll continue it. I would move that the governance committee recommend to the PNB that they continue to host, that this committee continue to host a bylaws subcommittee to review the bylaws for current compliance with current California law, that the mandate is still necessary and the work remains to be done.
Excuse me, Beth.
Yeah.
I just want to be recognized. I'm sorry I was late. And I also see that Jane Schneidler wants to be recognized. And I'm assuming you're on the phone and you can't see us.
Yes. And is that Marianne Martinez?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Mary Ann. And thanks for piping up and letting me know. And I'm including you as present. And for Jane Scheidler.
Hey, Mary Ann. The question is, somebody needs to mute. Sorry. And this is a quick question. Can you?
I'm sorry for interrupting. Can anyone see where that noise is coming from? Is it apparent?
Yes.
Where that? Well, it sounds like somebody's gotten it under control now. So,
okay, good.
Jane, you have the floor. Please go ahead.
It's just a quick question. Can you, in 90 seconds or less, summarize for us what exactly is being addressed by the committees, just so that we catch up?
Sure.
I'm not clear sure. What these are.
Sure. You've got a pretty substantial echo there, but I think I understood what you were asking. The bylaws subcommittee was tasked with reviewing Pacifica's current bylaws strictly for compliance with current California law, because the law, California Corporation Code, is updated once every 3 years, usually runs on multiples of three, so that would mean they will be due, the California legislature will be due later this year to update that section of the code yet again. And it's been, as far as I know, I haven't been able to find any indication that the bylaws have been reviewed for compliance with current California law since they were first adopted more than 20 years ago now, which means that we're at least 6 or 7 cycles out of date. And some of the articles are pretty simple and straightforward and won't have changed much. The law won't have changed much, like we know what our name is and we know where we are and that sort of thing. But our bylaws are so complicated, long and complicated. And the law has changed in significant ways. Excuse me. And therefore, each article and section should be reviewed for compliance with current, by assuming that they were in compliance when they were first adopted. Any nonprofit with bylaws as complex as ours should rightly review their bylaws routinely, at least every 3 years, if not on an ongoing basis, for compliance with current law, because we've had the whole technological phenomenon of the internet and electronic meetings, remote meetings. Those aspects of the law will have changed. There are likely other changes based on case law that need to be looked into, and that's detailed work. That's you have to be familiar not just with Pacifica law, but with where to go to find current California law and whatever case law might have been brought to bear between the last time we looked at these and now. And so you really need it's appropriate to have a subcommittee dedicated to doing nothing but that. And clearly there are many other issues with the bylaws about various preferences. That's not what this is about. That's not what this committee was for. This committee is the appropriate place to bring motions or discussion about other potential changes for the bylaws. But this isn't about that. This is simply to look at compliance with current law to keep Pacifica out of trouble. It's the simplest way to prevent. You don't want to find out after the fact and only after you've blundered into a new regulation that you're out of compliance. So I would strongly urge the next board to recognize the necessity of that that work and make this an ongoing part of the governance committee. Is there any other questions
thank
or discussion
you.
That, of that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Does that answer what you were wondering?
Yes, Sam, that was extremely helpful.
Okay. And someplace I always include a link to current bylaws, but earlier in the year I put together a set of other links to California Corporation Code, and I will make it a point to dig those out after this meeting and send them around to committee members for anybody else who may be interested now or in the future. Is there any other further discussion on this item, or shall we move on to the next item? Hearing no further discussion, we'll move on to item number 7. The next regular meeting of the PNB Governance Committee is on the calendar for Wednesday, February 28, 2024, same time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The fourth Wednesday of every month has been the longstanding regular time slot for this committee, at least as many years as I've been around. And so I went ahead and posted that meeting to KPFTX as a placeholder. It's likely that by that point, there will have been a new committee elected. And so this may well, unless there's reason to call a special meeting between now and then, this is likely the last meeting of this iteration of the Pacifica National Governance Committee. Which brings us to the final item. I'll ask if there's anything else before we adjourn, is there anything else anyone wanted to ask or discuss? In which case,
Beth, I just wanted to say once again, I wanted to say thank you for taking a leadership role on the committee. I know it's been a challenge. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you all for making the extra effort to get here tonight, and help us make quorum so that we have been able to knock out this backlog of minutes so that it can't be said that this committee hasn't done its duty this year. I would have liked to get more done, but it's been a really challenging year, and I'm grateful for the help we've had in at least meeting as regularly as we have. So thank you all. I hope to see you all again, that our paths cross in future Pacifica endeavors, and you all have my contact information if you care to be in touch. And so at 6:11 Pacific time, 9:11 Eastern time, with no further business, this meeting is adjourned.